fighting for America.
A plane has crashed into one of the towers of the World Trade Center.
It hit directly in the middle of one of the World Trade Center towers.
Right. Oh, there's another one. Another plane just hit. Right. Oh, my God.
Fighting for Idaho.
Have you forgotten how it felt that day to see your homeland under fire and her people blown away?
Fighting for you.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people who knocked these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
Voices Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the morning on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Good morning. Welcome to September 11th, 2014. Kevin Miller in the morning. Today, an emotional show. Today, we remember. We ask, where were you? We also take a look at the future of our great nation. Can we survive? But first, we go back to September 11th, 2001.
I wanted to share with you, and maybe you can relate to it, and maybe a lot of other people too. There's a change that's happened to me.
We got like a unified country now. It seems people are all together.
The attacks actually strengthened New York. There was a resolve that was shown that nobody could even believe. And today, the New York market is stronger than it's ever been. It's hard to believe. I have windows that look directly on the World Trade Center, and you look out the window, it's not there. And yet the city is now stronger than it was on September 11th.
It's going to be gut-wrenching, but we've got to hang in there.
Basically, I'm really proud to be an American. I love this country. God has given me the opportunity to make something of myself here, whereas if I were to live in another certain country...
Just want to let everybody know, you know, we need to unite, and we need to protect our freedom for our kids.
You know, maybe I took my country for granted in the past, but I don't anymore. And I understand for the first time how valuable and how precious our freedom is.
Actor James Woods.
I mean, you know, Americans, they never cease to surprise me in the best way possible. You know, they always are better than we ever think. You know, I mean, honestly, I don't want to sound like a phony patriot, but, you know, it's like Tale of Two Cities. It was the best of times and the worst of times. I mean, can you think of a better time in American history in terms of the way we have reacted as a nation to each other, to the country, to our needs, to our sympathy for victims, to our support of the heroes who went and, you know, and faced these awful circumstances?
Have you forgot about September 11th?
Let's don't forget the tragedy that has happened to our country.
Remember when you watch Saving Private Ryan and you see those guys going up the beach and you think, how in the heck could they do that? For the first time in my life, I understood that. I understood a love for my country where I am really honest to God. I'm willing to die for my country. I'm willing for my family to die.
As the president suggested and our nation agreed, life must go on in our American tradition.
I'm concerned that we're forgetting September 11, 2001, a little bit too fast. I don't see as many American flag pins. I don't see as many American flags as I did in the days after September 11, 2001.
We never received my sister's remains back, and we have nowhere to go other than this site to pay her honor and to pay all the Americans who were killed here.
Let this day always be a reminder to our nation, to the world.
Tatiana Voskalinskaya.
Why we fight in freedom's cause.
Michael S. Baksh.
And why we must fight and win this global war on terror.
Sharon M. Balcom.
May God bless and protect our patriots.
Michael Andrew Bain.
And may he continue to bless the United States of America.
Catherine Bantis.
2 years later, they're still there.
We must commit ourselves to the only goal...
Gerard Baptiste.
...that is worthy...
Walter Barron.
...of their memories.
Gerard A. Barbara.
...to eradicate the disease that killed them.
Paul Vincent Barbaro.
...wherever it is.
James William Barbella.
...and however long it takes.
The brothers...
If we do not persevere...
Ivan Carillos F. Barbosa.
We will be haunted.
Victor Daniel Barbosa.
For eternity.
Christine Barbuto.
By the memories of those who were taken from us on September 11.
Colleen Ann Backhoe.
They said no. No.
We have to consistently remind ourselves so we're vigilant and we don't move away from the things we learned on September 11. And at the same time, we move ahead with life in a very positive way.
Let us never forget.
We're not going to be deterred. We're not going to stay at home.
This event can give a message
of hope. We're not going to be frightened.
Hope for the present.
We're going to live our lives.
And hope for the future.
As Americans.
People are jumping out the windows. Over there, they're jumping out the windows.
Let's roll.
Second plane has now flown in.
Wait, explosion at the Pentagon?
A third location
on alert.
And outside of Washington,
I don't have words to describe what I'm witnessing right now.
Another attack on our people will be attempted. We can't know where or when or by what technique. That reality drives those of us in government to ask the tough questions. When and how might that attack be attempted? And what will we need to have done today and every day before the attack to prepare for it and to, if possible, prevent it?
Had I known a terrorist attack on the United States was imminent in 2001, I would have unloaded our full arsenal of weaponry against it. Despite the inevitable criticism, the Justice Department's warriors, our agents, and our prosecutors would have been unleashed.
We owe it to those that we lost and to their loved ones and to our country to learn all that we can about that tragic day and the events that led to it.
We tried hard, but that doesn't matter because we failed. And for that failure, I would ask, once all the facts are out, for your understanding and for your forgiveness.
The Vice President and I just finished a good conversation with the 911 Commission. It was wide-ranging. It was important.
The President answered all of our questions. And we had a discussion as well about our areas of recommendations and how we might go forward with that. And the President was very helpful.
I'm glad I did it. I'm glad I took the time. This is an important commission. And it's important that they ask the questions they ask so that they can help make recommendations necessary to better protect our homeland.
The simple fact of September 11th is this. We did not know an attack was coming because for nearly a decade our government had blinded itself to its enemies. Even if they could have penetrated bin Laden's training camps, they would have needed a battery of attorneys to approve the capture.
We were not presented with a plan.
But that's not true.
We were not presented.
Your government failed you. Those entrusted with protecting you failed you. And I failed you.
We were very concerned about the ability to shoot down a hijacked airplane.
Our anger should clearly be directed, and the blame should clearly be directed at one source and one source alone. The terrorists who killed our loved ones.
We appreciate very much your service to the nation. This concludes our hearing.
Paul McCartney.
Ideally, I would like to turn the other cheek, but I don't think you can in circumstances like this. There were pacifists in World War II who said, you know, just leave Hitler alone, he'll be okay, he'll go away. But he wouldn't have. No way. And you see, maybe they didn't know what he was doing to Jews. But once you do know, you've got to say, no, you don't want to live like that anymore. I don't want to leave that for my kids.
We just got to get back to the facts and the foundation of this country, that we have to look after one another. And let's face it, buddy, we are the last chance for the rest of the world. If we don't preserve it, it's not going to get preserved.
September 11 will go down in our history as a day to remember. A tragedy like this could have torn our country apart, but instead, it has united us, and we've become a family. We are more united than ever before. This event can give a message of hope. Hope for the present and hope for the future. Yes, there is hope. The spirit of this nation will not be defeated. Majestic towers built on solid foundations were examples of the prosperity and creativity of America. When damaged, those buildings eventually plummeted to the ground, imploding it upon themselves. Yet underneath the debris is a foundation that was not destroyed. How firm a foundation! Yes, our nation has been attacked, buildings destroyed, lives lost. But now we have a choice, whether to implode and disintegrate emotionally and spiritually as a people and a nation, or whether we choose to become stronger through all of this struggle to rebuild on a solid foundation. This event, it's a lesson about our need for each other. What an example New York and Washington have been to the world. This is going to be a day that we will remember as a day of victory. 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 May God bless you all.
580 KIDO, Kevin Miller with you. Let's get you to traffic on the September 11th.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 3. Now, back to Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Good morning. Kevin Miller with you here at 580 KIDO. Coming up very, very emotional time here as we go back to that day so many years ago.
Say again. Executive 956, did you understand that transmission?
Yeah, that transmission, he said, was unreasonable. It sounded like someone said they have a bomb on board.
Sir, did you hear the transmission? Was the airplane just said he had a bomb on board?
The affirmative, he said there was a bomb on board.
That's what we thought. We just didn't get it clear. That aircraft, he can't get a hold of. Has he turned to the east now?
He's just turned to the east also.
Okay, 956, we had a visual out of this standby.
Do you have a visual on him now?
We did, but we lost him at the turn.
You can make a turn back to a 220 heading. Let me know if you can see him.
They were making a turn at 956.
Okay, American 10-6 and Executive 956. We just lost the target on that aircraft.
now. I need to go.
Man, Z100 852. Something weird is going on.
Yeah.
The World Trade Center is on fire.
Oh, my Seriously, goodness. The top of the building. We're trying to get information.
Top level of one of the...
...is to unfold from New York City.
A plane crashed. Just...
My sister's in that building.
Okay.
And I hope she's okay, and I got to run to New York.
Oh, my God, it's complete pandemonium.
All right, first of all, calm down. We're...
There's raining papers and
Everything.
Ashes and...
Second plane has now flown in.
Wait, explosion at the Pentagon?
A third location
is on alert
and outside of Washington.
I don't have words to describe what I'm witnessing right now.
Effective immediately until further notice, flight operations in the National Airspace System by United States civil aircraft and foreign civil and military aircraft are prohibited.
Freedom itself was attacked this morning by a faceless coward. And freedom will be defended.
I need to get
oh, God.
Oh, my God.
On itself and it is
it just landed on Manhattan.
All right, so now we look back up to the TV. One of the World Trade Towers has collapsed and fallen.
Anything like this.
I've got five patients. They need to...
We got an ambulance full of cops and pedestrians.
Building just collapsed. We don't have much more.
We got another tower that just came down.
All
the cops away from the building.
You got a female officer down. Female officer, where are you now, King?
September the 11th, 2001. In both Washington, D.C. and New York City, it's business as usual. In a grassy field in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, it's the seconds before 8:42 on a clear, crisp, blue sky morning. All of America was basking in comfortable innocence.
Okay, my name is Betty Ong. I'm number 3 on flight 11.
Okay.
And the cockpit is not answering their phone. And there's somebody staffed in business class, and there's... We can't breathe in business class. Somebody's got mace or something. And we can't get the cockpit. The door won't open.
We have some planes. Just stay quiet and you'll be okay. We're returning to the airport.
Do we want to think about scrambling aircraft?
Oh, God, I don't know.
All right, Boston Center, TMU. We have a problem here. We have a hijacked aircraft headed towards New York. We need someone to scramble some F-16s or something up there to help us out.
Is this real world or exercise?
No, this is not an exercise, not a test.
That was an explosion. That was an explosion.
September the 11th, 2001. Paul McCartney.
Heather and I were just on the runway, ready to leave JFK, heading back to England. The captain said we are about six or seven planes away from taking off. And then he got on the intercom shortly after and he said, there's been a terrible accident in New York. Those of you off the right-hand side of the plane can see. We looked out and could see one of the Twin Towers on fire. And so the whole thing, the whole atrocity unfolded in front of our eyes.
Z-100 Elvis Duran.
It was a beautiful day. It was a gorgeous blue-skied morning doing our radio show here in New York, and we got a call from one of our listeners that said there's smoke coming out of the World Trade Center.
I'm outside, and I'm watching it from my terrace. It is unbelievable. I'm shaking.
There it was, sure enough, and we didn't know what was going on. We looked closer, and we noticed there was a hole in the building, and then the rumors started. All the employees were watching as another plane slammed into the other World Trade Center building.
This is Tom Hughes in Atlanta. You can see it on television. A second plane, a large plane, a jet, flew into the building. A second plane has now flown in.
I have a perfect view of both buildings. Giant gaping hole in both sides of the top of each building. Unbelievable amounts of smoke coming out of each building.
And there we have it. The sights and sounds of September 11th. Feels like it was just yesterday. Kevin Miller, 580KIDO.
Glenn Beck, weekdays at 9. Now back to Kevin Miller on 580KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
580KIDO, Kevin Miller with you here. Thank you for joining us. As we remember September 11th, do want to remind everybody that, again, this is all true that's going on, but it's very emotional. So, again, we want you to listen, and the reason why we bring these sights and sounds back to you is that we never forget, right?
B-6 to Manhattan, urgent.
Marine 6.
Tower 2 has had a major explosion and what appears to be a complete collapse.
An unbelievable scene in New York City. It's hard to believe this is happening.
The building just collapsed.
The building came down.
All 15, 20 stories, what was remaining of the building has come down completely to the ground.
Yep, 110 stories high has completely fallen.
Large chunks are falling down to the street, and it's basically gone.
Was that United 93?
Gigantic rumble folded in on itself and collapsed in a huge plume of smoke and dust.
Is that United 93 calling?
We got a building collapse with officers possibly trapped in the train station.
93, go ahead.
United 93.
There's also been a crash of a 767 in western Pennsylvania.
Well, I'm in Somerset County, Pennsylvania.
And a couple of the guys, they had decided to jump on the hijacker with the bomb. He said, are you ready? Let's roll.
A belly flop and a nosedive right into the ground.
A portion of the Pentagon has come crashing down.
Those planes apparently hijacked. American Airlines says it will be planning to release a statement in just about a half hour from now. Air traffic is at a halt across this country.
Today, our fellow citizens, our way of life, our very freedom came under attack in a series of deliberate and deadly terrorist acts.
Donald Trump.
I lost numerous friends at the World Trade Center, one of whom was making a speech up at the Windows of the World. A very, very sad day.
The situation right now is a massive rescue effort that's going on right now. We're trying to evacuate thousands and thousands of people. We have as many of our police and fire personnel as we have down in the southern part of Manhattan, evacuating people, trying to save as many lives as possible.
We're really just on top of the pile.
Profound stillness. Part of the stillness is intentional. People are listening for any sound that might indicate life in some way.
Never has anything like this happened in this country. And for these people who weren't studying to be nurses or doctors, to be exposed to what they had to see during the demolition and cleanup was just something that actually changed many of their lives.
The tricky thing to do is to take a collapsed building apart carefully enough so that if there are any people alive inside, perhaps in a coma, which can help them live longer, they won't get further hurt by shifting rubble.
You have to use cameras, listening devices, and things like that. They even have scent detectors now that we can literally pinpoint a spot where a victim we have here. It looks like a pancake-type situation where everything's piled on top of everything.
We're going to continue to search for people and look for people at the same time
realizing that the losses here are staggering.
Our hearts and prayers are with those who have lost their lives. We'll always continue to have hope. Time is working against us, however.
The odds of saving people is very slim.
It's amazing. Every time I come out here and I look at it, I get a little choked up and I have to go back inside.
Aerosmith's Steven Tyler.
Because of the movies and so much special effects, I think everybody saw that, but personally speaking, I don't think I'm going to feel the magnitude. I saw it, I felt the horror, but to be down there and look at, you know, a half a mile square of rubble, I mean, it's going to really hit home, and I'm just, you know, I need that. I'm not sure whether it's a beginning for another reality for me or closure to something that happened, but I want to go down there and see that.
They're saying that a lot of the firemen are drenched, and they need change of clothes. They need different socks and stuff. So we just thought we'd come down here.
Do you have any pants over here?
That's about all I could do.
Socks?
Just shake somebody's hand, look them in the eye, and say thank you. Thank you, guys. Thanks a lot, man. God bless you.
Do you have any T-shirts right in the middle? Pants right over on this side if you have any pants.
I came over to donate the clothes and shoes because I'm sure that there's people that will need it. That they said that they were wet and they need to change into new clothes so they can continue working.
Oh, we love them. We appreciate they're from not only the New York City area, but we are finding out they're all from all over the other states as well. Massachusetts we had seen, Connecticut. So we're happy that they're helping us.
We love you, and we appreciate that outpouring of support, but we have enough manpower now. We have enough people, and we're urging them to just say, we want to say to them, thank you, come back, and we'll tell you when to come back.
Join their fire department. Help the Salvation Army and Red Cross go through their relief efforts. Donate blood. These are all things that people out there who want to help can do right in their home communities that could be of enormous help as we go forward. As we go forward, we go forward.
People out here working their hearts out to answer families' questions, to remove the rubble and debris from this awful scene.
Tom Cruise.
The men of Engine 1, Ladder 24, whose firehouse was across the street from Father Mike's friary, picked up his body and carried him from the rubble. They took him to St. Peter's Church and laid him at the altar, tenderly. And then they went back to Ground Zero and did their work. Because that's what firefighters do.
Tangled, twisted steel, concrete, an enormous pile. And all around this pile, pieces of heavy equipment picking at pieces of debris. There's one claw that's picking at a steel I-beam. And all around us, it's a city of workers. Uniformed, firefighters, police, union workers. Everyone with a job, some sitting and resting, others looking at debris sections. Everyone doing something.
It's hard. There's 5,000 people that are missing, and the crane operators take away a pile of stuff, and the firemen go in and dig through the rubble looking for people. Then they come out, and they take another scoop away. Just endless work, just nonstop.
It's intense. Everyone's working together, though, hand in hand. You know, there's no... There's no heroes, there's no team. Everybody's working together. It's a hell of an effort.
Julia Roberts.
At 2:30 in the morning, a group of workers at the Pentagon hoisted the American flag. And as the Stars and Stripes flew over the crash site, everyone there, medics, police, federal agents, firefighters, and rescue personnel, burst into applause. Our flag was still there.
Donald Trump.
Rudy Giuliani is a great friend of mine who really did a terrific job as mayor. He showed courage, he showed instinct, he showed all of the things that you needed to have, and there was nobody that worked harder than him. He was a terrific mayor at a horrible time in the city.
Yes, they've taken some of our most precious lives, but they have not taken our spirit. The spirit of democracy is stronger than these cowardly terrorists who attacked us.
This city is the greatest city in the world that has the greatest people, and a bunch of cowardly terrorists can't make us fearful. We're stronger than they are, we're better than they are, and people of the city proved it yesterday, they're going to prove it today, and they're going to be a great example of what Americans are like.
Actress Edie Falco.
Thank you to the people in the city of New York, where I live.
It's been an incredible... If you haven't been there, you can't imagine what it's been like. To the New York Yankees, to the Yankee fans, equally inspirational, and to the people, to the person who I believe truly has acted best in the last year, and that's our fair mayor, Rudy Giuliani. Thank you.
Winston Churchill, the leader of war-torn England, and saw his country through the Battle of Britain with bombings every day, once said, "Courage is rightly esteemed the first of human qualities, because it's the quality which guarantees all others. Without courage, nothing else can really happen. The tears have to make you stronger. Every time you cry, you have to remember that we're right and they're wrong. We are bound together. We're going to remain bound together. We honor the memory of your loved ones. And together, I believe, they are in heaven, praying for us and giving us the strength that we're going to need, because America will prevail." Thank you, and God bless you.
And God bless you, Rudy Giuliani. Kevin Miller, 580KIDO. Time for traffic.
Dave Ramsey, weekdays at noon. Now back to Kevin Miller on 580KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
580KIDO, Kevin Miller with you here. And, you know, you go back to that day. Look at the young people today, people in their mid-20s, early 20s, and, you know, the world that they've grown up in. And the post-September 11th world, what does that mean to you? What does it mean to me? I can't help but be inspired, and I can't help but think that those voices that we've heard here at 580KIDO are larger than life, truly. Again, I go back to my little journey to New York and talking to the folks there. Let's take a listen.
A lot more destruction than what you see actually on TV. I mean, half of downtown is pretty much wiped out.
Everyone's given us such an incredible amount of support.
Now, Nino, you're doing something special here.
I don't think I'm doing something that's so special. I'm doing what every American is doing in their own way, only that I have the good fortune of having a full-time function trying to support this effort of rebuilding and healing. I think every American wants to do their part. Well, what were the American people doing that day, September 11th or 12th?
God bless America. God bless the people. Where are you coming from?
Alabama.
God bless you.
God bless you.
Stand my regard to Taliban.
It's stories about everybody.
You always hear about your life flashes before your eyes when you think you're going to die. And I was on the floor and things were landing on me. I thought I was going to die. And the first thing I thought was, I'm never going to see my wife again. Over, I'm sure it'll hit me.
Anything you'd like to say to America?
Yeah, just thank you for the support. I saw people in the lobby were on fire, literally on fire. Still alive.
I didn't think we were ever going to get out.
You had a guardian angel that day, didn't you?
And that noise started again, and basically the building was collapsed right around us.
Yeah, I'd like to say good morning to Alabama and tell them that, you know, it's very touching to know that they still care. Because sometimes, you know, when you're here, you feel like you're alone. And I know a lot of you are thinking that you don't have the time. And I said, if you think I have the time, you're crazy. And I said, but you make the time. If you think that God is going to take the answer that you don't have the time, I can tell you now that I don't think that's going to be a valid excuse for God either.
Our friend Dr. Laura Barreau, who organized the Phoenix Project just days after September 11th, where she encouraged business to reinvest in New York. And now whether it's New York, whether it's Washington, whether it's Shanksville, Pennsylvania, America has recovered. The challenges remain the same. We see that with ISIS right now. But on a day where we pause to reflect, as I've said many times, should this be a national holiday? Well, of course it should. We should always remember, and we should always embrace the Creator. Well, Kevin, we're separation of church and state. Well, tell that to the writers of the Declaration of Independence. Tell that to yourself when you're on your deathbed. Tell that to yourself when you're in real trouble. I always like the deathbed conversions. But on a more serious note, how will I remember September 11th, a day of fear, a day of panic, a day of courage, a day of sacrifice, that no matter how many people hate us, they could not stop the indomitable will, the unconditional love that is truly unique to this great country. Yes, it is troubling to hear these sounds, but it's even more shocking if we wouldn't play these, if we would just put them in the dustbin of history. We can't. We have to be vigilant, and we have to remember those that gave their ultimate, whether it was Todd Beamer or someone we may never have heard of. Thoughts, words to live by on this September 11th. Time for traffic. 580 KIDO, Kevin Miller with you here. And I understand it's emotional. I understand it's tough to hear these things, but imagine being there. Imagine losing someone. Maybe you don't have to imagine that. September 11th is a day that we honor our heroes, that we pray for victory.